let me tell you another thing about Grandma. She lived in a house, one big old long porch off this side and on the back. And I can remember back there when they didn't even have clocks and timepieces. And she had a certain, she'd put on her dinner just as soon as she got her breakfast dishes washed. She'd turn right in, put her dinner on, and then when she'd boil out cabbage, she'd boil that cabbage till it'd be they'd get her dinner, and the men folks and all would be working in the field, and she knew right when that son got to a certain place on that porch to blow her horn, and she had a horn, and she'd blow it. They'd come in out of the field and eat, and they'd all lay around and take about a 30-minute nap and go back to work again. We liked our grandma's cornbread. She'd cook cornbread about that thick. And Mama tell us, she said, if y'all ask Granny for some bread and butter, now I'm going to whip you. We had all kinds of cornbread and butter at home. But Grandma's tasted better, and some of us would pull on her apron strings in spite of Mama. We'd get around the back and whisper to her, Grandma, we want some bread and butter. That's what she always fed us between meals.